Why do some married couples seem to be so happy? And is it something every marriage can achieve? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Widely respected researcher, speaker, and author Shanti Feldhahn returned to report her latest findings on the surprising secrets of highly happy marriages. After investing a great deal of time researching the minds of men and women, she gave us this big picture view of what factors make a happier marriage.
Here's the big picture to me that was really, really critical about what we learned. It is very easy to think that you need to have a PhD in psychology to have a good marriage. And what we actually found was so heartening because it was basically all the little things. It turns out, and this has been true in all the research we've done over the years for the other books as well, it's usually not the big ticket items that cause marriage problems. It's usually not that, you know, somebody was an alcoholic or you were sexually abused as a child. And those things do happen, obviously, and they're tragic when they do, and they require a lot of work and digging in. But in most cases, marriage problems are usually because you have a husband and a wife who care about each other, they have goodwill towards one another, and they're both trying real hard. And they don't know they're necessarily trying hard in the wrong areas. And so what we have found in all the research, and especially in this one, is that sometimes just some small adjustments, just doing a few little things differently, can have these huge impacts. And so that was what was so fun about this research project, is these were truly little things, little day-to-day things that often the couple didn't even realize they were doing. But, you know, when I talk to one, and then I talk to 50, and then I talk to 200, and I see the same thing in all of them, it's like, okay, this really matters.
Well, let's talk about some of those little things. Is one of them, most of them sound a little too simple. I mean,
yeah,
one of them was,
exactly.
You know, believing the good intentions of my spouse, so that my spouse has good intentions. And you go, well, really, is that enough to make a difference?
Apparently, it is a huge amount to make a difference. Here basically is what that one's about. We actually said in the book that I think believing the best of your spouse's intentions is actually the only one of these things that is a prerequisite to having a happy marriage. I truly think you cannot have a happy marriage without this. It is really easy when you're hurt to kind of subconsciously think to yourself something like, you know, he knew how that would make me feel and he said it anyway. And you don't necessarily realize it, but what you're saying is he doesn't care about me, right? And what I found with the happy couples is that they refused to think that way. And they instead said, no, I know he cares about me. Yes, that hurt. Ow. But I know he cares about me, so he must not have known how that would make me feel, or he wouldn't have said it.